What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, welcome back to Peace of Mind. This is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy.
Hello.
And our assistant office manager in Hayesville, Mandy Sosby.
Hello.
So let's talk about our weekend, Kathy. What did you do this weekend?
We went to a volleyball tournament.
Yes.
In Gatlinburg.
So we could be having a show today on protecting your parking lot or liability, because Kathy went for a slide, did you not?
Oh, yes.
So what happened was we were going to a volleyball tournament, and we had to be there really early. And it was kind of dark outside. And I was like, Kathy, why don't you and our daughter Madison's playing volleyball? Why don't you go ahead and go inside, because there's a line of people there. And I get a call on my cell phone from my daughter. And I was like, okay, why is she calling me? She must have forgot something. And she's like, Mom fell. And I was like, what? She fell. And so, okay, I'll be there in a minute. So I go over there and I see her on the curb. And I almost fell myself, because there was this, it was kind of dark. You couldn't really see it, but it was just this ice head was on the asphalt there, and it was really slick, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was I got her up, and we took her in and saw her trainer, and it turned out that they thought that it may be broken.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I wasn't sure. So we had one of our friends was coming as a chiropractor, and he checked her out and said, yeah, I think you probably need to maybe come back home. And he gave her an x-ray yesterday, and it was kind of inconclusive. But she is hopping around. This will be a future show, I guess. We're not talking about today, but you know, you do have a duty to, you know, protect people, you know, from these kinds of things. And as soon as this went out there, I let them know about what was going on. People were super nice there, and they were super helpful. But they did went out there and put de-icer on the ice. And but how many people were at this place, Kathy, do you think?
There's a lot of people. There was several, you know, lots of courts and spectators. So
at least 500, right? So
I mean,
it was definitely a time. But anyway, we can talk about that later. I've got other examples about where we've had slip and falls. A lot of times it happens in a commercial business, I insure, a retail store, you know, place of business. But it can happen at your home too. This show is definitely going to be, you know, mostly about owning a home or a personal insurance, not commercial. Even though that's what I really like to do more of is commercial. Last week's show, we talked about rising water and flood. Today, we're going to kind of continue that that topic. And, you know, based on the kind of claims you can have, or actually I should say losses, you know, we have people have an interior plumbing leak. We have people with a backup of a sewer drain. We have, you know, sometimes your service line fails and causes a backup. Or we got a water seepage, you know, hidden water damage, flood. I want to be clear about some things. You know, not all this is going to be covered. Some of it's not insurable. If you have a water seepage issue, that generally is not going to be covered. Do you remember probably about 5 years ago, Kathy, what happened over at Town Trace at our Hiawassee office?
Yes.
Tell them what happened about that.
We had water coming into the building, one of the units.
Yes. And so... And I was like, oh, great. You know, we insure the building, and I'm going to be the bearer of bad news, because it wasn't in our part of the building. It was in our other property owners has a condo there. And I knew that we'd be responsible as far as owning the condo, you know, as four people own that condo, that we'd all be responsible. But I was thinking there would not be any coverage. And so one thing I want to say is, you know, if you're not sure, your agent cannot make a determination for you generally on these sorts of things, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, because why is that?
Because we're not licensed.
We are not licensed claims adjuster.
Right.
Your agent that you see is not a claims adjuster, and that means he does not have or she does not have the checkbook. And so
right.
You want to talk to somebody who's got the checkbook, who's going to write you a check. Talking to your agent a lot of times, it's not going to be helpful, because they can't write you a check. Now, to be fair, some agents have limited authority to write maybe just a small claim. But if you got, you know, like when Mandy had the $80,000 water loss, so we don't have a checkbook in our office. We're going to sit there and write you a check, do we, Mandy?
No.
No.
So, but your agent is there to help you.
But your agent's there to help along, yeah.
If there's a claim, so, and we so can my
point is,
you.
Yeah, so my point is, you know, this water seepage is something that if you read the homeowner's policy here, this water damage is excluded. And it, the exact wording is, here, Mays, just get you, why don't you go ahead and read the what the exclusion is on the water damage.
Water below the surface of the ground, including water which exerts pressure on or seeps or leaks through a building, sidewalk, driveway, foundation, swimming pool, or other structure.
Yeah, so it's excluded. Now, on our claim in our commercial building, what happened was, and this was kind of, you know, just want to file the claim so I was to make sure, it was determined that the drain pipes behind the office were crushed. And we have a very unusual roof because you can go behind the office and actually just walk around the roof. It's a two-story building for part of the building. And so what was determined was there was some kids that were playing on the roof or doing something back there. Who knows what they were doing? Probably up to no good, right? So it had to be intentional, I think, that they actually stomped on our drain pipes that would drain the water away from the building. And so what happened was that water backed up. And it seeped down into the wall and came out into the area for our next door, our neighbor next door. And, you know, she had buckled floor. She had remediation of, you know, all the, you know, had to go in there and dry it out and bring in a company that is going to bring in those big fans and, you know, everything aired out. So it was a larger, you know, it was not a good thing to do. And she's trying to do business, you know, so she was out of business during this time as well. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, that, you know, water seepage is generally not going to be a covered loss. Hidden water damage. If you've had some kind of like really like just water just leaking over years and years and years, and it's behind a, you know, maybe a shower or something, and you tear it out one day and you find out you got all this damage, that is excluded. However, I'm going to have Mandy talk about this. You can buy an endorsement now for this claim.
It's the domestic appliance seepage or leakage, and it's on like a homeowner's plus. It provides $50,000 for coverage for water damage caused by leaking plumbing or heating systems, air conditioning, or other appliances such as dishwashers and washing machines.
Yep. So this is a new thing. Back when I got in the insurance business 25 years ago, that was not something you could buy. And I looked at it, and it's like $100. So sometimes people may not want to buy this coverage. I mean, you're probably not going to have a claim, but you also get some other coverage with this particular endorsement. But I can tell you, people are upset when they, you know, file a claim, and it's not, it has to be an accident. It has to be sudden and accidental for it to be covered as far as, you know, escaping of water. I've got the form here, the HO3 policy. The wording is it has to be sudden and accidental. Or accidental discharge of overflow of water or steam within a plumbing system. So if it's something that's just seeping, you know, dripping over the years, and it's rotting out, you know, you have some kind of, you know, rot behind your shower, or that's not going to be typically covered unless you do have a policy that's got this type of endorsement on it. We had one recently. You can't make this stuff up. I had a customer call me and it's like, Mark, we've got a water leak. We got a water problem. I said, okay. Well, he had different houses. And I said, and I already knew the answer. I just knew it was going to be. I said, which location is this? Well, it's the house on Drip Drive. That's the name of the road, Drip Drive. And that's where the water claim was. We were laughing about that. You know, of course it's going to leak in that place. But we did turn in the claim. And actually, that particular claim just happened a couple of weeks ago. So I'm not seeing how they determine how they're going to pay that or not. But it's always something you worry about when you've got, you know, no water. Kathy, let's talk about, you know, you're from Florida, so when we talk about flood, you don't think about the mountains as much as you do where you grew up, do you?
No.
So tell the listeners about when you were, say, you know, Hurricane Helene, what you had to do. What did you do?
Sandbags.
Mm-hmm. So her dad, we were watching TV, I guess, during one of the storms came through. Was it Michael, I think, came through?
Mm-hmm.
And he was on, actually, in the background on the TV, wasn't he?
Yes, ABC News.
Yeah, ABC News. So how was it seeing your dad on TV?
I was laughing. I thought it was funny. Yeah. Well, it wasn't funny. It was there. It was just funny that he was on
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, seeing someone on TV is really weird. Okay, so we'll get back from the break here. We will continue our discussion about flood and water. Thank you for listening. This is Mark Moore, Gilman Wycathy on WGRB.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and our assistant office manager, Mandy Soosby. So today we're talking about flood and water. I did mention before the break that Kathy is from Florida, so she's got experience in doing sandbagging and the flood. So I want to talk about something that happened back in September 2004. Some of you guys may remember this, but over in Macon County, there's an area called Peaks Creek. And this was kind of a scare, wasn't it, for us, Kathy, at the time?
It was, yes.
Yep. So what happened was, and I actually pulled up the newspaper article. This was probably one of the worst things I can remember happening around here, because there was loss of life. There was, it says in the article, there were five people that were killed in this situation. I went back to the National Weather Service, and there's a article about what happened. I just read it verbatim here, but happened on Thursday the 16th, September 15th. Heavy tropical rains, hit Macon County for several hours. Now, this was Hurricane Ivan, and what happened was that due to the very steep terrain and abundance of loose surface material, a large debris flow formed and moved down to Peaks Creek. So basically, it said there were 15 homes destroyed in a matter of seconds. This says four people killed and seriously injuring seven more. Now, the newspaper article says there were five people killed. I don't know.
It was an unborn baby.
Yeah, well, I remember hearing that. Yeah, that was just, it was bad. And, you know, it happened over the mountain from us. I was talking to my dad. My dad will be 88 on February 4th. And he remembers back in the day that there was a phenomenon happened up in Compass Creek where, I guess the old timers called it a cloud burst. And he said that it hit so hard that the water eroded the rock down to the bedrock. It was just slid off. And there was so much water coming off Compass Creek that it went down into Tuskwoody Creek and down below the Moss Memorial Church. They went out into the field and they were able to get trout out of the field because it flooded so much. He said even the old timers before that even heard about this happening way back before then. So these things, we've not had them like that happen in Clay County and Haysville, but this one in Peaks Creek sounds very like could be the same sort of thing that happened. But what was kind of, alarming to us as an insurance agent, it says in the paper here, residents of Peaks Creek community have enlisted attorneys to help them collect on denied insurance claims. So the flood is not covered. And this situation here is not a covered loss. So you have to buy a flood insurance policy. Kathy, you have probably written more flood insurance policies than anybody in our office. So tell me why you have to write one, first of all. Well, why do people buy flood insurance around here?
Most people buy it because their mortgage company requires it, or because they're on maybe a stream or a creek.
But really, most people buy it because they're required to buy it because
exactly.
They're borrowing money.
Exactly.
I mean, it's very rare that I see somebody that's really concerned about flood or wants to get a flood.
Well, they think because
policy.
They're in the mountains, that's not going to be something that they have to worry about. But they don't realize that in these situations, you don't have any coverage for that. And it can be minimal if you're not in a flood zone, but people are in flood zones in this area, and we have to look at insuring them properly.
Yeah. So I'm going to do something. I'm going to limb a little bit. I'm going to try to tell a joke.
Don't
do it.
Don't do it.
Okay. This is the oldest insurance joke in the world. Okay.
No.
So Bubba lived down by the river, and he's talking to his friend, and Bubba says, "I bought me some of that fire insurance." And he said, "Bubba, why would you buy fire insurance you ought to buy flood insurance because you're next to a river. And of course, the punchline is he didn't know how to start a flood. So that was the oldest joke in the world. And I've had people come tell me that from years ago. But, yeah, I see why everybody's rolling their eyes. So please excuse me. But I hear that joke a lot. People will say, hey, I've got a new joke. And it's like, oh, that's the oldest joke that's ever been. You know, it's been years ago.
Yeah, the biggest thing to bring us back to the flood part is that when you are getting a flood quote, we have to have an elevation certificate.
Yes.
They have to have a surveyor who does this. We cannot give an quote for this without that information for us. It's specific. And it goes, most of our carriers will do flood. There's several that will do flood, but they have to have specific things to be able to write this policy.
And it's not really the carrier doing it, it's a pass-through. It goes to the National Flood Insurance Program.
It'll be on the carrier's
flood. It's through the government. Mm-hmm. So the flood policy, I was thinking about when we had the Hurricane Irma's coming, people watching it on TV, we're going to get hit. So we get this phone call and be like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good. Yeah, I was kind of thinking about buying some of that flood insurance. I'm like, okay, we'll be glad. You know, the storm's coming.
Right.
You know? And like, okay, yeah, we can do that for you. Now, you know it's going to be a 30-day waiting period to get it. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, okay, I'll call you back. And, of course, they were just trying to buy flood insurance because they knew
the storm was
coming. Yeah, so you can't do that. You've got to think ahead about, you can't just buy a policy when you see a storm coming. It's going to be something that's very involved. And then even getting the elevation certificate, I mean, you've got to have a surveyor come out.
Right.
So I know we've had some issues. I remember a couple of years ago we had an issue in Hazel. The elevation certificate was wrong. It was creating some sort of problem with the insurance company, and it was costing the new homeowner like thousands and thousands of dollars because the elevation certificate was wrong. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a doggone thing we could do about it, was there?
No, I mean, because we didn't do the elevation certificate.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, to get somebody out there to fix it, that would be a problem as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did it take to get a flood policy, I mean, I guess, quoted? Or
as we have the elevation certificate and all the information, then we can then pretty much do a quote, and then we have to issue it. And it does take a little bit to do.
Yeah. So
what's unique about the flood policy, though, what people don't realize, too, if you're in a flood zone, that's the only policy that you can actually transfer to somebody if you sold your house. So that's the only thing you can actually transfer that to the next person who owns
the house. Yeah, that's a good thing, because if you can transfer that policy, that's a whole lot easier.
It saves a lot of time and effort.
Yeah. I know one carrier we got starting to do a little bit of like, I can't remember what it was called, but like incidental flood. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So I guess the insurance company kind of changes over the years. I would never thought that was something you could buy,
right?
But it is something that's evolving. I'm sure it's only in limited areas you can get that.
Right.
But I don't know. I'd like to know
can't be in the flood area,
right?
And then it's an endorsement that you add to the homeowner's policy. It still has the same regulations. Like I think it still has to be flooded for like 3 acres.
Right. Yes, 2 acres normally. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's they make us take continuing education on flood insurance every year in North Carolina, and the reason was that because after these storms came through, it became such an issue for other parts of the state that even though we don't live in a flood-prone area, we had to take education about flood because out east there was like a town of Seven Springs, I believe it was, got just really flooded, and mm-hmm. I even had a claims adjuster that his house got flooded, and I my recollection was he didn't have the flood insurance himself. You know, didn't think he ever need it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to be aware of if you are around, something that could rise. You know, of course, the lake is TVA controlled. Not to worry about that. We've had situations that I think are unreasonable, where we've had somebody require flood insurance because they live on the lake.
Right.
This happened before, right?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Yeah, so customer gets really upset about it.
Yeah, so if we have a flood that's it's controlled by the TVA, I mean, if the lake floods over the 28 line or whatever it is,
right.
I mean, that's going to be everybody's house would be damaged. So,
well, I think that there's also that goes kind of hand in hand is the earthquake coverage too, which we see that because depending on how the carrier determines the claim and how whatever it was a mudslide or it was an earthquake or
earth
it was
movement.
Flood or
yes.
earth movement,
yeah.
That could be something that people need to think about too. We are on a fault line here in North Carolina, an area, so we definitely encourage you guys to have earthquake insurance as well if you're in that on side of a mountain.
I lived here all my life. I never felt an earthquake. And we had one years ago, started at Fort Payne, Alabama, as a tremor. Mm-hmm. Woke us about 5 in the morning.
Yes.
So
we felt it.
Yeah, that was I don't know what was going on, but it was you just don't know. So anyway, so flood is you know, like I said, if you live around a creek or river, you know, something to think about. On top of the side of the mountain, like Peaks Creek, you know, with a high grade and something can slide. If you go to Franklin right now and you look before you get over there down the bottom of the mountain, there is a slide. You can look to your right and see it today. So, okay, so this has been Peace of Mind. We look forward to next week's show. Again, I'm Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and Mandy Sosby on 95.1 WGRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.